flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising? People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Odyssey's State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry. And get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.
How many of you remember that song? All right. I bet you Mike Smith remembers it. He hears it in his sleep. He's with Louisiana Marsh Guide Service. He's a five-time state duck calling champion, and he's in the blind where he belongs. But, Mike, the season's come and gone. Tomorrow at sunset, it's all over. Was it as bad as they predicted for you this year?
No. Overall, we had a pretty good darn season, especially during the first split. The first split's always the best down this far of Louisiana. But they should have left the season like it was, let it go another week like we had last year, because we are loaded with teal, but we can't get to them because the ponds are dry. So we're hunting divers on the open water right now.
Well, that's the thing you can do. You know, the Arctic blast, it takes cold weather because those are hardy ducks, those big, thick canvas backs and redheads. And they're great ducks, you know, they decoy fairly easy. So that's what you've been concentrating on the last few days, haven't you?
Oh, yeah, exactly. The last puddle duck hunt I could make was Monday. And did not go out, cancel the hunts Tuesday and Wednesday. I was born at night, but not last night to go out in weather like that.
You know, in Louisiana, a lot of us grew up considering diving ducks as trash ducks or secondary ducks. But really,
no.
There's nothing wrong with them. What are some of the techniques and tactics you use to concentrate on when you're hunting divers?
Well, we hunt not in the middle of a big, big lagoon right now. Just looks like an island. And with the decoys out front, got the wind across, just about a crosswind. And they're starting to fly, but only a few are starting to decoy. But yesterday, we didn't really start shooting until after 7 o'clock. I don't know if those crab boats are going to go out today in this wind, but they're the ones that keep them moving. But we had some canvasbacks Thursday, which was a good surprise. And we're waiting on more shots. They got a lot of them flying. They seem to be flying a certain flyway today.
Yeah.
Even though diving ducks are pretty dumb, but once they make up their mind where they want to go, they're not too dumb.
All right. Do you use more or less decoys than when you're hunting puddle ducks?
I tell you, with this wind, I usually been putting out about 40, but today I got, maybe 20. That wind was blowing so hard, I was bouncing around that pirog like a toothpick. Hold on.
All right. Here we go. We got some action. Now, that's the call for diving ducks. Don't use a mallard call when you're hunting divers. Mike Smith, Louisiana Marsh.
No, they kept going.
No takers, huh? And the next thing I was going to do was get into calling, and you just did a little demonstration. How do you call diving ducks differently than the puddle ducks?
You just roll your tongue out. Camelsback, bluebill, which is a scop off the out-of-town people. We call them dogueries, which means gray back in French. Mm-hmm. But just roll your tongue onto the mallard call. That's it. Sometimes they come in, sometimes they don't.
Do you think the disco duck call might work?
You know, I called one time, Kenny Wilkerson, and I had Kenny Wilkerson, Jim Everett, used to be the Saints quarterback, and
Doug
Nussmeyer. He was the backup quarterback. And we were in this before we had boat blinds, and we're just hunting from a regular blind. He's about 6'8". He goes, "When are you going to stand up?" I said, "I am standing." And I called in a pair of gray ducks doing the Mexican hat dance on the duck call. Hold on. Get down. Turn around. Oh, got him.
What were they?
Scalp.
All right. Good enough. Yeah. All right. Glad we brought you some ducks in. Mike, guys are going to have fun out there today. I hope you all dressed warm. And.
Yeah. It's not as cold as they said it's going to be. Either that or I got too many clothes on, one or the other.
All right. Well, Mike, always great sharing that with you. Glad we got a little bit of action. Hope you get some more this morning. And, you know, it's all over. I would tell people to call you, but it's a little early to book for next season, you know. But where can they find more information about you?
LADuckHunts.com or 504-228-4506. And would you believe I already got 35 days booked for next season?
That's incredible. Well, you deserve it. Thank you, Mike. Glad you had a good season.
All right. Good talking to you. We'll do it again next year. Make a hunt together.
Yes, we will. All right.